Now sit and listen while the record goes round, 'cause here's a story on the merry-go sound.
One lovely summer morning, a little tailor was sitting at his bench sewing. And as he sewed, he thought about the things, the wonderful things he wanted to do. And as he thought, and as the needle flashed back and forth, he sang this little song.
Needle pushing, needle pushing isn't so exciting. I'd rather be a warrior bold and make my living fighting. I'm tired of needles sticking me. They hurt so much. Oh, dear, oh. I'd rather be a fighting man, a warrior, and a hero.
And with that, the little tailor took a slice of bread and spread some jam on it. Heroes must eat too, you know. But no sooner did he finish making the sandwich than some flies settled on it.
Hello, who invited you?
Exclaimed the tailor.
Shoo, scat, scat!
But the flies returned again and again until the little tailor became angry. He seized the fly swatter, took a good swing, and...
There, you flies won't bother me anymore. Now, let's see how many I killed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. Wow, I'm a pretty good fellow I am to kill 7 at a blow. 7 at a blow. Oh, 7 at a blow. Oh, I can fight, I'll have you know, in any weather, rain or snow. Yes, I can beat up any foe. 7 at a blow. Oh, everyone must know about this.
So the little tailor quickly took a piece of cloth, put on it in large letters the words, 7 at a blow, and made it into a belt. Then putting on the belt, he prepared to travel forth into the wide world. He put into one pocket a piece of old cheese, which he found in the pantry. Into the other pocket he put, you'll never guess what, into the other pocket he put a little bird, which was entangled in the bushes in front of the door. And then he started out singing,
7 at a blow, oh, 7 at a blow. Oh, I can fight, I'll have you know, in any weather, rain or snow. Yes, I can beat up any foe. 7 at a blow.
And so the little tailor started out to find adventure. He walked and walked and walked until he came to a big city. In no time at all, a crowd of people gathered round him, reading the words on his belt. Then a lady stepped forward and said,
7 at a blow? Why, this man must be a great warrior, a mighty hero. We must tell the king about him.
As soon as the king heard about the little tailor, he sent for him and said,
in a certain forest in my kingdom live 2 fierce giants. If you overcome and kill both these giants, I will give you my daughter, the princess, in marriage.
The brave little tailor was pleased and said,
I will soon manage these 2 giants.
And the king said,
I am putting 100 horsemen at your service to help you.
But the little tailor replied,
100 I don't need any help. I, who kill 7 at a blow, am not afraid of 2 old giants.
The little tailor wasted no time, but went right into the forest to find the giants. In a few minutes, he knew he was on the right track, because he heard a deep voice that sounded like thunder. And there, on the top of a hill, sat the biggest giant you ever saw, singing,
oh, large is big and little is small, and I am large and big and tall. You're not large or tall or big, for you I do not care a fig.
And then the giant looked down at the little tailor and bellowed,
you certainly are a very little fellow.
That may be, but I am not an ordinary fellow. Here, read the words on my belt and you'll see what sort of man I am.
And the little tailor unbuttoned his coat so the giant could read his belt. It took a little time for the giant to read it, 'cause while he was very big, He was not very smart. But finally he read it and said,
Seven at a blow. Well, in that case, let's see how strong you are.
And picking up a stone, the giant squeezed it. And squeezed it. And squeezed it. He squeezed it so hard, water came out of it.
There. Let's see you do that.
Who? Me?
The little tailor was really troubled. But then he said,
That's nothing at all. That's just play to me.
And diving into his pocket, he pulled out the piece of cheese he had found in the pantry. And then he squeezed it. And squeezed it. And squeezed it. Until the milk came out of it. Because cheese is made of milk, you know. Then he turned to the giant and said,
Well, what do you think of that, Mr. Giant? Not bad, eh?
But the giant just said,
Watch this, my little man.
And he picked up another stone and threw it. He threw it so high that the little tailor could hardly see it.
What do you think of that, Mr. Seven of the Blow?
Said the giant. But the little tailor said,
Well, that's not bad for a giant. But your stone must fall to the ground again. I will throw one which shall not come back.
And the little tailor reached into his pocket, took out the little bird he had rescued from the bushes, and threw it into the air. The bird, happy to be free, flew straight up and then far away, and did not return.
There you are, my big friend,
said the little tailor.
Said
the giant.
You are a strong and brave fellow. I want you to come home and meet my big brother, and you can spend the night with us.
Why, thank you. I'll be very happy to come with you.
They walked until they came to a huge cave, and there sat another giant.
I want you to meet my brother,
said the first giant.
How do you do?
Said the tailor. But the big giant just grunted. They sat down to eat. But soon they were finished with their meal, and the first giant said,
Come, little one. I will show you where you will sleep.
And he took the tailor into another room and showed him a bed. A tremendous giant bed.
Well, I hope you sleep well. Good night.
Good night.
But the little tailor thought to himself,
There's something funny going on here. I'd better watch out.
And instead of climbing into the bed, which was too big anyhow, he crept into a corner of the room. And it was a lucky thing that he did, because in the middle of the night, in came the giant carrying a large iron bar. And lifting the iron bar, the giant beat the bed right through at one stroke.
There. That ought to take care of you, Mr. Seven at a Blow.
After the giant walked out of the room, the little tailor sitting in the corner just laughed and laughed and laughed. And he laughed some more the next morning when he went into the giant's living room. They thought they had killed him during the night. And they were so surprised to see him walk in without a scratch on him, they both ran away screaming. As soon as he finished his breakfast, the little tailor started out after the giants. They had run and run till they were tired out. And then they lay down to sleep. And when the little tailor found them in the forest, they were snoring so loud that the trees shook. But the little tailor wasn't afraid. Not he. He had a plan. He filled his pockets with stones and climbed up into a tree. Then he threw a stone at one of the giants, who awoke with a start. He shook his brother and said,
Why did you hit me?
I didn't hit you. You must have been dreaming.
And they both went to sleep again. No sooner did they fall asleep when the little tailor threw a stone at the other giant.
What do you mean by that? Why did you beat me?
I didn't beat you.
This time it is you who must have been dreaming.
And again they both went back to sleep. This time, the little tailor took out his largest stone and threw it at the first giant with all his might.
What?
Roared the first giant.
Again? This is too much.
And they both started the fight. They threw stones at each other and picked up whole trees and hit each other. And they fought and fought until they were both dead.
Phew,
said the little tailor.
That was a close shave for me. It's a lucky thing they didn't pick up the tree on which I was sitting, or I might have been hurt.
Then the little tailor went back to the big city and told the people,
you don't have to be afraid of the giants anymore. I killed them.
And the people cheered. Then the king gave the little tailor half his kingdom, and the little tailor and the princess were married. And just before he left on his honeymoon, the little tailor sang,
seven at a blow, oh, seven at a blow. Oh, I can fight, I'll have you know. In any weather, rain or snow, yes, I can beat up any foe. Seven at a blow.